Yeah, I have everything I need. Yes, really. You don't need to worry about me so much. Thanks again for letting me crash at your place at such a short notice. Something like that is certainly isn't a given. Are you really sure you want me to take the bed? I'd be perfectly fine sleeping on the couch, buddy. Really? And you don't, by chance, only say that to make me feel more guilty in order to get me out of your flat as soon as possible? I'm just teasing. Relax. I'm sorry, okay? All right. Good night. Hey, buddy, you still awake? Hey, yeah, you see, the thing is, I just kind of got a little lonely over there, and well, I thought the bed is actually big enough for the both of us. Why don't you come over? I mean, it might be a bit cramped, but it'll be just fine if we cuddle up a bit. No, I mean it. I'm kind of cold all alone. Can't you just come over and warm me up a bit? I'd really appreciate it. Oh, come on. But I'll get all lonely alone. Come on, you wouldn't want to keep me all lonely all night, would you? Why am I doing this? Well, why do you think I'm. Hey, whoa, okay. Yeah, you let me stay at your place. And that was super nice of you, and yet you even offered me your bed. What? No, I'm not. Hey, why are you getting so angry at me? Buddy, please. This is not how I intended for this to. What do you mean, why am I doing this to you? Okay, somehow you are completely getting this wrong. Oh, but I think you are. Okay, please just listen to me. How about we play a little game? It's called Just Tell the Fucking Truth. The rules are simple. We take turns asking questions, and the other one just tells the fucking truth. How does that sound? Great? Good. I'll let you start. Well, I'm doing this because I want you, okay? I've wanted you for like over a year now, but you're just so damn shy and awkward. And I love that about you, but I really did not know what to do anymore. And that's when I told myself, this is your last attempt. You stay over at his place, you make a little move on him, and you either win this time or you go down fighting. And, well, here we are. Somehow my brilliant plan went belly up. All right, my turn to ask a question. What did you think I was doing? I'm sorry, what? Why the hell would I be making fun of you? Hey, wow, dude, don't say that. Of course I wouldn't want to. Stop it. I want to do it because you're cute and because you're kind and smart, and because I get tummy tingles when I'm around you. What? No, you are not. Oh, will you stop it already? Okay, that's it. If you don't believe me, here. Do you really think I'd do this to make fun of you? Whoa, dude, it's fine. It's all right. Man, you're making a fuss like that was your first... Oh my god. Hey, buddy, no, it's fine. Just stay here, please. It's fine. Hey, come on. Please, don't run away now. Look at me. Wait, actually, I believe it's my turn to ask a question. So, have you ever thought about sleeping with me? I mean, have you ever fantasized about me? Hey, come on, look at me. Do you not find me attractive? Hey, no, you don't need to go anywhere. Don't even try to come up with an excuse. We're still playing, and you know the rules. So, I believe I just asked a question. Do you or do you not find me attractive? Oh, really? Well, what about me do you find attractive? Oh, come on. Girls like compliments. Give me some details here. Okay. Good answer. A bit of a cliche, but still, good answer. What about my eyes do you find attractive? come on. By now I'm not just fishing for compliments. I'm deep sea thawing for them. Oh? Who would have thought that you could be such a flirt? Hey, oh, come on. No, don't hide your face. I'm just teasing, okay? Are you all right? Okay. Then, come with me to bed. No, not this again. Come on, I thought we had this sorted out. I told you I want to do this. And you told me you want to do this. And we're both grown-ups, so what's the matter? What are you so nervous about? You don't know what to do. I don't really think you have to worry about that, because I do. And if you really don't know what to do, I think I'll be just fine with you just leaning back and letting me do all the work for tonight. Just don't let it become a habit. Girls don't like lazy boys, you know? Oh, come on. Not knowing what's gonna happen is part of the fun, isn't it? Okay, fine. You know what? Here's the deal. I'll tell you whatever I'm gonna do in advance, so there's no surprises. On the downside, that means that there will be no surprises, but hey, that one's on you, honey. And if we should ever happen to do anything that you don't like, you simply have to say stop. And we'll stop right then and there and pretend it never happened. Nobody needs to be embarrassed of anything. Nobody needs to be disappointed or angry. We'll simply just stop it. And we'll go back to the last thing that you liked. How does that sound? Okay. Great. But here's part of your deal. You have to let us try it first. You can't say stop before we haven't even tried it out. At least once. Okay? Great. Oh, and one more thing. Be honest with yourself. Like I said, we're both grown-ups, so if you actually like what we're doing, there's absolutely no reason to say stop, okay? So then, step one, kissing. I mean, you've already done that, so it's nothing scary. In fact, I'm sure you rather liked it. Okay, come here and open your mouth a little bit. Well, how was that? Oh, really? Because you wouldn't believe it, but it could get even better if you just worked with me a little bit here. So, we're gonna do the exact same thing again, but this time, why don't you try to use your tongue a little bit? It's pretty rude to let me do all of the work. Oh, come on. There isn't that much that you can do wrong about it. Just go with the flow. And remember, if you should do anything I don't like, I can also just simply say stop. Right? So then, here we go. Yes, I know you're not touching me. That's kind of my point. You're twitching like you're afraid you might burn yourself on me. Look, don't worry. I mean, I know I'm hot, but I'm not like scalding hot. It's okay. You can touch me. Come on, I'm lying on top of you with my tongue in your mouth. I think it's safe to say I want you to touch me. Huh? Well, wherever you want to. My back? Sorry, sweetie, but I have a sneaking suspicion that's not actually where you want to put your hand. Here, let me help you. Oh, come on now. Yes, that's my butt. I've had it all my life, and it's not gonna fall off just because you're touching it. You can grab it a bit more firmly. Okay, then. Let me take off my top. Hey, it's my top. I can take off whatever I want. No, you don't get to say stop to this. Plus, you have other things to worry about, buddy. Because the next thing that we're taking off is your shirt. Hey, stop. Quit. Hey, we agreed that we would try everything out before you could say you didn't like it. Remember? What are you even making such a fuss over? It's not like I hadn't seen you shirtless before, you know. And if I didn't like what I saw then, I most likely wouldn't be lying on top of you right now in my favorite sexy bra, trying to wrestle your shirt off you, don't you think? So, put your goddamn hands over your head, unless you want me to rip this off. Sheesh, finally. Now is that so bad? Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I was gonna say? I will now run my fingertips across your chest. Note to self, remember to tell him beforehand. Sorry, I was just a little captivated by the view. Yes, I was. Oh my god, for the last time, I'm not making fun of you. What else am I supposed to do for you to get it? A serious question, by the way, because I want to do it. Tell me all the weird things that you want me to do to you to finally believe me that this is not the most elaborate, most shirtless hoax in the history of sleepovers. And I will not only do them, I'll also give you bedroom eyes the whole time while doing them. Well, nothing. Alright then, let's continue where we left off. Okay, I'm gonna kiss you again, but this time, I'm gonna start at your lips, and then work my way down along your jaw, and your neck, and all the way across your chest. You ready? Okay then. Here we go. Don't you dare say stop now. Did that tickle? Oh, come on. You like it. Don't deny it. You're blushing so much that you're essentially glowing in the dark. Come on, sweetie. There's no need to hold back. If you like what we're doing, just tell me. Ugh, seriously. Why do guys always think that they have to remain so stoic and silent during, well, you know, this? Do they think we want to make out with the lifeless robot? Like, come on. I'm almost getting blisters on my tongue from how much I'm going to town on your belly. I want to see some reaction here. Come on. It's kind of disheartening when I put all of this effort in and you just lie there, just staring at the ceiling like a discarded window mannequin. So, give me some feedback, will ya? Oh, no, it's not embarrassing. It's actually really cute and adorable and really sexy. So, let me hear you moan. I want your neighbors to know what we're doing. Well, okay. If this is not enough to get some sounds out of you, maybe if I move one level down further. $10 says I can unbutton your jeans with just my teeth. Well, that got your heart pumping. You like the idea of that, don't you? Hey, well, relax. Deep breaths, honey. It's okay. We can still take it slow. Even if we just cuddle for tonight, that's perfectly fine with me. Is it okay if I put my head on your chest for a moment? I just want to listen to your heartbeat for a while. Oh, you're so warm. You can play with my hair if you want, you know. You don't even need to ask me in advance, because I kinda like surprises. Yeah, just like that. You're stroking my cheek. Yeah, I love it. Keep going. So, where do we go from here? feeling a little guilty for bowling you over like this. In my defense, I tried the easy way, but you didn't respond to that at all. I still feel guilty, though. Are you okay? You don't actually hate this and just don't want to say anything to not offend me, right? Okay, good. That's why you keep stroking my cheek, huh? Oh, God, I could really fall asleep like this. Would it be okay if I wrap my arms around you? What? No, it's fine, really. I mean it, I promise. We don't need to rush anything. We have lots of time. But would it be okay if I stayed over tomorrow night as well? Just so we can see where this will get us. I still want to get my $10 for unbuttoning your jeans with my teeth, after all.